It's Mike, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast by a guy named Mike in the land of Meritopica here at Cafe Anyway. It is Mike's Daily Podcast, and it's episode 3073. Well, here I am, a podcaster, and I got some advice the other day from the fine people over there at the top of this very long email podcast prone newsletter. Oh, it's not prone, it's pro. Podcast pro newsletter. I guess this is for all the podcast pros. And here's a suggestion they make to you people that podcast, and possibly even to just all of us that talk, because that includes all of us pretty much who talk to people on the phone or on Zoom calls or just all day in person, what have you. Here's a tip: stay hydrated, because it actually creates clearer, more consistent audio, which is fascinating to me that they point this out, because the number one podcasts on the planet these days are podcasts that are done by people that are really young and who have no idea what they're doing technically. And they'll, like, I'm talking into a microphone. They don't even know where the microphone is. They're more interested in where the camera is and that they look fantastic. They spend about 3 hours getting ready, getting their hair perfect, because they know it's all about the views and the eyeballs and how many eyeballs. They don't care about the ears. They don't care about what's being said. They don't care about how they sound. They just want to be seen. And it's TV run amok. We all grew up on TV. When I was a kid, our parents threw us in front of the TV to keep us distracted. And then as time went by, people threw their kids in front of the TV to watch MTV all day. Or then it was later to sit them down in front of a computer, then later a tablet, then later just the phone, constantly all day long screens. Screens. People look at screens and they're going, oh, how do I look? And the screens become mirrors, and they're just fascinated with themselves and how they look. And our society is fascinated with looks and appearances, as it has always been, but it just will continue to increase its obsession and get worse and worse over time. And people were just fascinated with youth culture, with young, unblemished skin, and how people are young. And the problem is, young people, for the most part, don't have any idea the real, they don't have the real information. They don't know from experience. They haven't cracked a few eggs. They haven't been through the mill yet. They haven't lost a whole bunch of money. They haven't crashed their car. They haven't done a lot of stuff. They're just getting into it and looking at their looks, making sure they look great, and they don't care about the voice. So it's fascinating to me that this email, which is catering to those types, is interested in the voice. Well, if you want to be a great singer there on American Idol, this is probably good advice too. Their main thing here is to hydrate. Dehydration causes dry mouth, vocal strain, and cracks. You don't want cracks, because people try and edit out the cracks. And an overly edited podcast where there's no breaths, it doesn't sound real. It doesn't sound natural. It sounds really rushed, and there's no pause, and it just goes da 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 da. Also, you want to stay hydrated for those long recording sessions, because they drain energy, and water keeps your voice smooth and fatigue-free. It gives you more endurance. Plus, a well-hydrated mouth reduces annoying saliva voices. What? Saliva noises, I see. So it reduces click and pops that could happen with voices. I thought the clicks and pops only happened with vinyl records, and that we like those, don't we? That's why everyone's buying vinyl records again. They love the, they miss the clicks and pops. Okay. Well, sometimes those happen with a voice, with a real voice like myself. AI voices, you don't hear those. So what you should do, and I will take this to heart, is sip room temperature water, which I call disgusting water. But they say that you don't want the ice water, because that tightens the vocal cords. You should avoid caffeine-free alcohol, be alcohol-free, avoid caffeine, because that also dehydrates you. And keep a glass nearby and pause for quick hydration breaks. they say. Or I see a lot of people on those video podcasts. I've watched one or two. And they've got their little bottles of water that they spend $20 a bottle for. Because that's never going to go away. Thank you, Perrier. It all started with them. And ever since, water, bottled water continues. And Louis Black said, I guess people never heard of a sink before, that you could get water from a sink. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's a thing that's going to go away at some point. We have a sink somewhere in the podcast, and I feel like I'm in sync. And we missed Cinco de Mayo last week, so let's make up for it by partying here at Cafe Anyway. Let me get the door for you.
Cafe Anyway. Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
Hello, I am Mike Matthews, and this is the show called Mike's Daily Podcast. I'm at Cafe Anyway somewhere in Podcastro Valley.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
In the land of Ameritopica. It's episode 3073, and you know I've got my The Who shirt on. And I know I'm singing a song from The Who, like Baba O'Reilly. No, I don't know any words.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
To their stuff. Magic Bus, that's about it. But, okay, so
Mike's,
that's my
Daily
Situation
Podcast.
3073 is the number of today's podcast. Thank you for listening to it, Mike's Daily Podcast. We do it daily because there's so many things going on daily. And there was a Green Day Star on the Walk of Fame commemoration. They got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Matt Pinfield was there, the other bald guy that's super famous like me. Just kidding. He had a great voice like this, Matt Pinfield. It was on MTV when grunge and metal and everything got popular, and he was spearheading all that. Well, he is a huge Green Day fan. And one of the people that got up and spoke before Green Day got their star was Ryan Reynolds. Well, let's just take a quick look at all the things that Ryan Reynolds has accomplished as of late. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, but that wasn't recently. That was 15 years ago, Ryan. Just saying. No, I hate the expression, just saying. It is just being said too much, just saying. So stop it. But Mr. RR, he was the sexiest man alive in 2010. What did he do in 2010 that would have made him the sexiest man? I have no idea. Was it Van Wilder? Who knows?
And here's today's podcast picture.
The podcast picture is not of Ryan, but it is of myself and my lovely lady friend. We were recently at a fantastic rodeo parade that we have in Podcastro Valley. Yes, Benita the Rodeo Queen will be stopping by a little bit later. We saw two rodeo queens in this parade. It was awesome. And there was lots of beautiful horses, and bring out the dancing horses, as Echo and the Bunny Man once said. These horses did the little prancing thing. Oh, that's just so amazing. And I'm watching and I'm like, what? And the late great Basil the Boxer and I went to this parade years and years ago. And it used to be held in the morning. And they actually didn't have the parade last year. And now it's been moved to the evening hours. So it's at 6 o'clock in the evening. Which I like that because I don't like getting up early in May and walking down there in the heat and all that. And it's wah. I like it later in the evening. Thank you. But it was a lot of fun. The prancing horses were great. Bring out the dancing horses. And I remember Basil watching the horses very intently. He was very fascinated by them. But oh, what a fun time.
Life grand.
One interesting thing, I didn't post a podcast picture of this, but there was two people walking around with a big banner. They were holding it up with sticks, like these rods, these little flagpoles, basically. And either one stood either person, both people, standing far enough apart that you could see the banner. It was being stretched out straight, and the banner said that rodeos are cruel to animals. And it's funny because I thought about, wow, if this was some other part of the country, we probably wouldn't be seeing this at a rodeo parade. But we're in the Bay Area, and we're right here in Podcaster Valley. We're going to be seeing that. So, and they were handing out little flyers about what all, why rodeos are cruel and all of that. And all I can say is what I was watching the guys on top of the horses that were prancing, they weren't doing anything to the horses to make them do that. It's as if, in fact, I watched one guy reach over and pat the horse on the side of his neck while, as if to say, okay, that's enough. You've been prancing enough. We can walk normal now. So I don't know. I don't deal with horses. When I see horses, I'm very careful. I'm more of a dog person. And these days, I'm a cat person. The cliche is that, I guess you've been hearing it over and over again, we're spending so much money on our pets these days, more than ever. Ever. It is quite an astronomical amount between the vet bills and what we pay when we walk into the local food place, the Petco's, the PetSmart's. We have a Pet Food Express. And lots of money is being spent at these places. Dog training. Yeah, so I don't know if that's a cliche, but that's definitely going on in this world of ours. We love our pets. We bought so many pets. We got so many pets during COVID. And I'm just happy that people are hopefully taking care of them. But, well, you know, that was my big worry during COVID. There's so many people getting pets. Are they going to take care of them when COVID's done? So we shall see. But back to Ryan Reynolds. He's making so much money. He's got some kind of Welsh soccer team. It's had a historic rise of the Red Dragons. They made history, the first English team to earn 3 promotions in 3 years. He bought the team for $2.5 million with his partner 4 years ago.
News random.
They're playing in the second tier in England, one level below the Premier League. And Bloomberg estimated their value at $133 million. So, in other words, Ryan Reynolds has made a $5,200 increase. I guess you could say $5,200 percent return on what he paid for with that team. That's insane. You're lucky if you get a 4% return on the things that I invest in. I ain't no investor. So maybe that's what you do. Maybe you are taking antacid pills all the time. Antacid? Is that somebody? An ant that's making acid? I don't know. What is this? A question? I guess as we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast. Somewhere in Podcaster Valley.
Mike's Scavenger Hunt.
The last place on earth in the land of Emeritopica. My last scavenger hunt looking for what is Ryan Reynolds worth? And the answer is more than $365 million. He sold aviation gin. Remember that? Remember when he was pushing that? I think he snuck that into a couple of his movies that he made. He sold that for over $500 million to Diageo. I think that's how you say it. Oh, and he's still doing the Mint Mobile. Oh, I hate those commercials. He's trying to be all cutesy and new and different and irreverent and Ryan Reynolds-y and Deadpool-y. But in the end, it gets annoying. But it has netted him over $250 million. So he's made money from that. And last year, he earned around $80 million from acting.
For your entertainment.
Just 80?
The one.
What?
The only. Mike Matthews.
Thank you. $80 million from acting. And that, of course, was from Deadpool and Wolverine. That huge, big, successful movie. I don't understand why, but I guess that's what is a movie these days. There's lots of violence and stupid jokes and mean, just cruel humor. I don't get it. Oh, and it's connected to Marvel, so woohoo! People are such sheeple. And finally, he's also connected to that soccer movie about his team and all that. Whoop-de-doy. Okay, good job, Ryan. Oh, yeah, and you were married like 18 times. I tell the young people that, you know, just love, they fall at the feet of Ryan Reynolds. And I say to them, "What?" And you know, I know Ryan made a couple.
Yo, the mic, Tim.
As Deadpool, he's made jokes at younger people. But my tip to you is don't forget, Ryan may be lucky in all these things. He has not had the best luck with his relationships. He was married to Alanis Morissette. He was married to Scarlett Johansson. Or was he engaged to Alanis Morissette? Oh, man. Am I trying to type this down? Alanis Morissette. Oh, they were married. Okay. And Scarlett Johansson, I thought they were married there as well. Yep, they were married. All right, so far I'm correct with my assertions. They announced their separation. He and Scarlett Johansson announced their separation back in December of 2010, back when he was the sexiest man alive. So now they're both in the Marvel Universe.
Wow,
shuts wow, as my mom used to say when I would tell her something surprising. And that is because she was German, my mom. And Scarlett Johansson and Ryan. Where are we? Oh, I guess we're done with that story. We're here talking about the rodeo parade. That was so much fun. It was very quiet in the beginning. It was people, as the floats went by and they announced the floats, it was just a very polite golf lap. Clap. Not golf lap, but what's a golf lap? That'd be, you know, if you walked all the way around a golf course, if that is a true golf lap, that would take days. Golf courses are huge, the ones I've seen. But that would be a good walk for you. Good workout. Look who's here. Hi, Mac. It's Benita the Rodeo Queen. How y'all doing? I'm right out there.
And it's a disgruntled field player, tell you what.
What?
This. Real quick.
The Newsbleed section.
Oh, we're in the Newsbleed section. Oh. Do you have some kind of news?
All right, let's see. I'm just looking through my phone real quick. Trying to find some kind of news story to dazzle you. Make you all impressed with what I have to say about something. Royal Caribbean sales are higher.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And an upbeat profit outlook.
Wow, that's fascinating. I remember during COVID and they had to stop all the cruise ships. And somebody I worked with said, hey, now's the perfect time to buy stock in it. What is it when you find out who's swimming naked when the tide goes out? Buy when people are fearful, something, something. Warren Buffett quotes as he has stepped aside from
the Micropedia Insanica,
his big thing, the Insanica, my Insanica knowledge here that I'm trying to bring to you. In his amazing, he was born in 1930. Wow. Berkshire Hathaway, that's right. And the price and value aren't always the same thing. Don't pay too much. I guess that's how he spent his whole career, was not paying too much. He'd find the deals. Don't do a deal with someone you don't trust. Okay. And he had that one about the when fearful, be skeptical. Something looks too good to be true. A simple rule dictates my buying. Be fearful when others are greedy. That's it. And be greedy when others are fearful. I will never remember that. I've th- thought it in my head millions of times. When I hear it,
Matthew's news.
That's magnificent news, is be fearful when others are greedy and be greedy when others are fearful. That's it. So that's when you should be greedy, is when others are fearful. Not exactly human nature to do that. Not intrinsically human to do that, but somehow that is what you need to do. And the important thing is to know what you know what you don't know. He said both those quotes are actually last decade. No, actually, in the O's is when he said the one about be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. 2011 was when he said the important thing is to know what you know and know what you don't know. And it's, we've heard other versions of that saying, I'm sure, from other people, but... And you cannot make a good deal with a bad person. Oh, that's a good one, too. Okay. Thank you, Disgruntled Fiddle Player.
Yeah, okay. That was my story. It was about Royal Caribbean. Because I'm really concerned about Royal Caribbean. Tell you what.
What?
That's a nightmare of a show.
Is it a nightmare of a show?
No, it's not. It's informative. And great and full of good stuff to know. But it is interesting to know that the cruise industry is not being affected by tariffs. Folks are booking cruises no matter what. A record 19 million Americans are set to sail this year, undeterred by the sky-high room prices. And Royal Caribbean shares are up over 50% from the past year. And I knew somebody who invested right in the middle of COVID when all the cruise ships were shut down. And in fact, they gave an incentive to people that bought shares. And that was you would get a discount on the next time they were selling cruises, which I don't know if he ever took them up on that, but I don't even know if he sold the stock cheap and made no money at all. Who knows these things? I don't remember. But look who else is here.
Hello, Mike. I make delicious root beer. Have some right now. I'm drinking right now.
Thank you. Oh. That's good. What's in there?
I put a little bit of sun tea. I make sun tea when it's hot. Over. Drink it right now, okay?
It is. It's been warm lately here in Podcaster Valley. But thank you so much. I shall enjoy.
First of all, I just want to thank everyone for joining us here on this show. This is great.
You are welcome whenever you want to join me here at Mike's Daily Podcast at mikesdailypodcast.com, and you can call me as well at this phone number.
Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
Will you shut ups? Liberty Nation Freedom Foam for All.
And with all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Oh, and you can watch this show, too. I have video of it posted at mikesdailypodcast.com. You can just scroll down and look for the part that talks about that there's sometimes video with this audio. So thank you for enjoying my radio show here, Mike's Daily Podcast. And here's A-Frame.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.